Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
Come on now. What you know about this? How dare you know about this? It's Brown on Namibia's Heart and Soul, one for the money, 8:33. That's your time right now. Fish breakfast with Ian Eske. Shaquan, not in. She's on leave, having her deserved rest. She worked throughout December while I was just chilling, having fun. She was holding it down. Now it's her time to talk about just also just rest, okay, and understand how it feels to sleep past 4 a.m. and 5 a.m., which, by the way, is a huge, huge luxury, right? Now, today, World Radio Day, we're celebrating, and obviously we are going to celebrate it. That's a medium that has made so many careers, so many personalities, saved lives. It's an exceptionally important medium. We had a conversation with DJ Fresh about an hour ago. That conversation will be up on our website pretty soon, and you can also just listen to that conversation just in case you missed it. But another gentleman who understands radio, a gentleman that it lives in his blood, whether he loves it, whether he likes it or not. It's a gentleman that did campus radio. He did YFM for half a decade, did 5FM for half a decade. Listen, if you thought he was limited to radio, nah, he said, hold my beer, give me the TV screen, did massive music, and now he's on Fresh FM. I'm talking about Smash Africa, man, sir.
I love that, man. What's good?
What's happening, player?
I'm just chilling, man. You know what I love?
Yeah.
It's in the morning. Hold my coffee.
Hold my coffee. Snap, yeah. Hold my coffee. Damn. But listen. It's PM somewhere around the world, damn it. We don't care, bro.
You're right. You are so right. If looking at my world clock right now.
Yeah.
Out in Tokyo, it's a little bit different from our time.
You see.
So, hey, they could be having a few beers.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you so much for connecting with me on this beautiful February the 13th World Radio Day. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
That World Radio Day comes before Valentine's
Day. Bro, every year.
Radio is my love.
Every year.
And for me, I'm like, yo, if I'm not doing anything for Valentine's Day, I'm going to do something for World Radio Day. So
exactly, man.
I appreciate you reaching out and hitting me up, man.
Listen, Smash, man, it's an honor to have you on this platform. Let me tell you right now, I had the opportunity of meeting you in Joburg when you were still at YFM doing the breakfast show. And I remember at the time when I met you, I'm like, snap, my guy, that is a personality. That's what I'm talking about. There's no way you can ignore this damn person when he's in a room. That is what we're talking about, my man.
Yeah, you're so right, bro. Like, it's all about, like, leaving people with the feeling. I remember we were in the same... In fact, you were out there for the BBC...
Yeah, for the BBC radio training, course. Yeah.
Yeah, and we were all, like, just eager to learn and connect. And you know, I was younger, Smash, now.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit grown up. But the energy hasn't changed. So that's the crazy thing, that I meet people, like, because I met you back in, what, 2016?
What was that? Yeah, 2017, 2016? Yeah.
It's 2024 right now, and we are still connected, and it's the same energy. So that's what radio does. Mm. I would even say the same, because I was listening to your first hour of the show, and I was like, yeah,
oh,
your
snap.
Audience connects with you, bro. Yeah, just I need to get like a sense of where I'm going and what I'm going to talk about. And there's some people who've been with you from the day you started radio. And believe it or not, they cannot forget how you made them feel the first time you connected with them, whether it's through a musical piece, a content piece, or just making jokes and laughing, you know. So we need to be that, especially for the times that we live in, the digital era. Radio needs to be more than just connecting people platform, but
yeah.
rather time capsule for all of us, you know.
That is incredible that you're saying that we need to be more, and it's such an important medium. Listen, but first things first, before we get into the radio conversation, you have to go on record today and explain this, my man. For the babies, what are we talking about whenever you say that? I need to know. And we need to set the record straight right now, my guy. when you say you know, for the babies.
Like, okay. I'm gonna go on record, okay. And I've never done this before. So you remember a time when ODB, Old Dirty Bastard from Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang for the Kids.
Yeah.
Wu-Tang for the Kids. You remember that?
I remember.
And then went from Wu-Tang for the Kids to Listen to the Kids, that what Kanye West came up with, right?
Yeah, dude, and then you're an old soul, bro.
Yo, bro, like, my references are hip-hop.
Yeah.
Let me say For the Babies, but what I love about For the Babies, it's a cross, right? So it's like for the next generation. And also, like, the dollies, the girls, think it's about them. You know what I mean? We can play. Because everyone's like, Smash, you are Smash Africa. That means you are doing this thing for the girls. What? I would have said for the girls if I wanted it to be about the girls.
All about the girls. But
it's about the next generation. And it's a reference from Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang for the Kids, Kanye West reference, Listen to the Kids, and I said For the Babies, and I can't run away from it, man.
Yeah,
and it's so crazy. I work with, like, Cricket South Africa in the mini cricket space, right? And it's something that is around kids, and KFC is a sponsor. So it's funny that it follows me everywhere I go, bro. I cannot be separated from the kids. I got into the radio game because I was a Sunday school teacher as a teenager. I cannot run away from this thing. It's a calling, bro.
Bro, you were a Sunday school teacher. Oh, man. It's embedded, bro. It's embedded, bro. You, like, now understand. Yeah. It's actually a little deeper than what we thought it was initially. Now I understand.
Yeah.
Speaking of...
I'm glad I went on the record. Yeah.
Of course, believe.
You must give me that clip. I'm going to figure out how to put it on my social media. Yeah.
Nah, I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you right after this. Speaking of you being an idol for the kids, who were your radio idols, my man? Growing up, you know, who was it that was in your face or that you saw from far? Like, yo, this guy is the coolest. She's the loudest. You know what I mean? She's got spirit.
It's crazy that you asked me that question. So I've got a few, right? Mm. So in my teenage years, like, I used to go crazy over Thibaut Touch when he hosted Rhyme and Reason.
Oh,
I used to go crazy over Roger Good when he hosted the Roger Good Surgery. I used to go crazy over Mark Gilman when he did the breakfast show on 5FM.
You know?
Yeah, so, like, I was just like that kid because, like, man, I used to love rock music as a teenager and hip-hop, right? And dance music, as it were. So those three dudes, Roger, Thibaut Touch, Mark Gilman, and not forgetting KB, Crazy Boy KB. There was a dude called Crazy Boy KB on 5FM back in the day.
Mm.
Damn, bro, those guys inspired me. And I cannot, you know, I cannot forget, like, the female jocks, too, who also, like, did a little something for me. Nicole De Silva was one of them. Alalim Dota was another one.
Oh, man.
So yeah, man, like, it's just like, when I think about these people, like, I meet these people today as a, you know,
as a professional also,
I met them as a teenager who was just a listener, and now I meet them as a professional broadcaster, and we work in the same building, and we do, like, it's the craziest thing, you know? And all those people that I mentioned, except for Mark Gilman,
yeah,
I somehow got to meet in the space of radio. How powerful is this medium get to be a part of, bro? Like, you know, I mean, like, Drake says, never meet your idols type of thing.
Mm.
But I'm like, you have to meet your radio idols, especially if you are a broadcaster, if you are in the space, you know? Mm. And you don't have to tell them off the bat that, I was your biggest fan. Learn from them. You know, if you've got questions, ask them questions. If you need to quiz them about something to see if whether you are smarter than them or they are smarter than you, do that, you know? And over the years, I still, like, appreciate some of the stuff that, like, the current jocks are doing. I'm enjoying what Lynn Lewis has done in terms of the transition going there by Radio 2000.
Yeah.
I love what he's offering. I love what Zanella Botella is doing. I love what the kids at YFM are doing. Lula Odiba, Fresh by Caddy, Ayande MVP, Tools Madala. So it's forever evolving, man. Like, and I'm just like keeping my finger on the pulse. But I miss radio. I took a break last year.
Yeah. You're working on your podcast now.
I need to get back ASAP.
Yeah, leave it better, bro.
Yeah. But also, it needs to be the right thing, bro. Like, I mean, I can literally do any time slot in the world and work at any radio station as well, as long as the medium of communication is English primarily. But, like, the audience will always come there. Just give them something that speaks to them. They will always be there, you know. So
it was actually a dream come true for you. It was actually a dream come true for you when you got that 5FM gig.
Bruh, you don't understand. It's so crazy that you say that, bro. My whole life, NSK has been a movie because I worked on campus radio, and when I got the job, I said I'll work for YFM. I got to work for YFM, so I spoke it into happening. And when I got to YFM, I said my only dream was to become a Channel O VJ and a 5FM DJ.
Seems
and I got to be a Channel O VJ and a 5FM DJ. Do you know what I mean? So, like, my whole life has just been a trip of a dream, you know? But I think it's because I put myself and I believed in myself. I put myself out there and I believed in my dreams. Even with the no's that I got prior to getting to YFM, I still pursued sending my demos. Even the no's that I keep on getting when I audition for acting gigs, I still go to castings and auditions. You know what I mean? We have to live out our dreams. It's imperative that we believe in ourselves and we follow our heart in terms of our dreams. But here's also another thing about having dreams. You need to be realistic. Do you have the talent? Do you have the dedication in terms of the hard work required? Are you also going to be someone who's going to bring a new flavor to that queue of people who are queuing with you with the audition, right? Because a lot of people always think, oh, I'll never make it. Maybe not now. But the question is, do you have the passion to keep on going and learning and growing in that thing? You might not make it now, but the question is, do you have the stamina to go all those years with all those no's and keep on going? You know what I mean?
It's funny that you mention this because I suck at auditions, my guy. Like, yo, I suck. Like, you know, like, there are times that I sit there and I'm just like, I the talent is there. You know what I mean? The determination is there. But for some reason, auditions just throw me off. So for you to, like, say this is, man, you're speaking to my soul, my guy.
Yeah, and also maybe I was supposed to remind you of that. So instead of looking at auditions like auditions, look at it as your new job. Like, get into that space and say, oh, I've got the role. I am doing it as it's required. And that's it. And leave it to the casting directors to cast you or not. I used to have, like, the craziest anxiety when it comes to, like, preparing for auditions and whatnot. But now how I look at it, I'm like, the job is already mine until they find another person who believed more than I believed, because there's always someone who believes more than you believe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's none of my business to worry about that, you know? So I think the best way to look at it is, like, you already have the job. Show them why the job is yours.
Okay. Right now, I know you're working on other stuff. You know what I mean? You're getting that podcast off the ground. But what would be the perfect comeback for you for radio? What would be the perfect scenario for you? Put it out there in the world, my man. Put it out there.
Yeah, no, I think the best comeback for me would have to definitely have to be an international broadcaster, and I'm just gonna put it out there, man. You know, BBC One sounds like a treat. I mean, you see what Abapion is doing right now.
I mean, the world is looking at the continent,
like,
my man.
And I'm also just like thinking to myself, okay, cool. BBC Radio 1 is the ideal in terms of international radio stations. But another thing that I've never, like, thought about is, like, transmitting in Africa, you know? And a lot of people have been saying, like, don't go there. The population is less than here. You're going to lose. It's not worth it. You know, you never know. So neighboring countries, and also another thing about, like, the neighboring countries is, like, radio is followed, right?
Yeah.
So I also get to be a part of a new culture and some sort of a shock factor, if you like. Like, what is the South African doing here on a Namibian radio station?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just, you're just putting it out there.
Or, of course,
what
bro.
Is the South African doing on Zim Radio or Botswana Radio?
Why
or,
not, you know, my man?
Like, so I'm just thinking, like, if it's not international, bro, like, I'm literally going back to doing what I was doing.
Mm.
And the reason why I took a break was, like, it was, number one, a personal thing, and number two, I don't believe in being at a radio station for more than 5 years, or, like, keep it moving, bruh. like, seriously, you know?
Yeah.
And also, like, with the internet, essentially what the podcast is going to do, right? Like, we are trying to do, like, a hybrid of radio, podcasting, and TV, and give it to you in one.
Yeah.
So, and it's also hard because people have tried it before, but it has not necessarily taken off. We'll see what leave it better, how far it goes.
Man, Smash Africa, I appreciate you, my man. I appreciate your spirit. I appreciate your aura. You know what I mean? I follow you. We follow each other. I see what you're doing. We celebrate you, my guy, here out in Namibia. We see you on the screens. We listen to you. And we're starting to slowly but surely trickling to your podcast as well. Wish you all the best. Happy World Radio Day, my man. Let's keep in contact.
I just also want to say and take this moment to say thank you to Fresh FM listeners for showing love to the medium. And for, most importantly, the leadership and the shareholders, stakeholders, for making sure that this transmission is on the air as we speak right now.
Mm-hmm.
It is 8:49, Fresh FM, Smash Africa for the babies, with NSK all the way from South Africa, baby!
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.